You're with SBS Radio.
A two-week celebration of business as usual is climate activist Greta Thunberg's assessment of what's been dubbed one of the most important international climate conferences in history. She says the United Nations COP26 summit in Glasgow has been a failure.
It is not a secret that COP26 is a failure. This is no longer a climate conference. This is now a global north greenwash festival. A two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
She's also worried there's been too much talking and planning and next to no action.
The COP has turned into a PR event where leaders are giving beautiful speeches and announcing fancy commitments and targets, while behind the curtains, the governments of the global north countries are still refusing to take any drastic climate action.
She led a mass protest of young people through the streets of Glasgow and within earshot of the COP26 decision makers. 10,000 people joined, many striking school students, inspired by the Fridays for Future movement.
It's about action, really. I mean, if you're not taking action, you're part of the problem.
The summit has shut down large parts of Glasgow, but not everyone feels they've been involved.
Younger people are so much more aware than anybody gives us credit for, and so much more active than anybody would care to notice.
The conference has been sponsored by several large energy companies, with many worried they don't have the interests of the future generation at heart. It's something people in Sydney gathered to protest against on the Global Day of Climate Action. Venting their frustration over the federal government's stance on climate action, Australian activists want to see the end of new coal, oil and gas projects and a transition to 100% renewable energy by the end of the decade.
We need to be holding our leaders to account. We're at the tipping point. We're on track for 4 degrees global warming. It's time to do change. It's been time for a while.
The rally took specific aim at Prime Minister Scott Morrison's refusal to sign up to major COP26 pledges, including phasing out the use of coal power and reducing methane emissions by 2030.
Start acting now. You know, you can't go to an international conference and say nothing. It doesn't gel. Just doesn't gel.
Australia's Pacific neighbours are also calling for immediate action. Samoan Mary Jean McKibben Schwenke says people in the region are fighting for their future.
The climate crisis puts at risk the preservation of our Pacific islands and cultures, our Pacific values and traditions that are intrinsic to our being. That is why we are here fighting for our islands. If our governments do not act now, it will be too late. We are calling on the world leaders, you, Scott Morrison, step up.
The CBD march was given the go-ahead by health authorities under COVID-safe restrictions, with attendees required to check in. Hundreds gathered at Melbourne's State Library to voice their disapproval, with smaller rallies going ahead in several other city centres, including Brisbane and Wollongong. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.